This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
I'm standing in this briefing room right now. There is no government official here, but I'll say that the press is not the enemy of the people. But I'll say that the press is not the enemy of the people. The press is not the enemy of the people. The press is not the enemy of the people.
They came in peace.
Maybe we should go out on Pennsylvania Avenue, like these folks who chant CNN sucks and fake news. Maybe we should go out, all journalists should go out on Pennsylvania Avenue and chant, we're not the enemy of the people. We're not the enemy of the people. We're not the enemy of the people. We're not the enemy of the people.
And now, President Trump is calling out the media, not only on his Twitter, but in live interviews, saying they only have their hatred and anti-Trump, anti-American agenda. Welcome into the Alex Jones Show. Owen Schroyer filling in for Alex Jones. We will be hearing from Alex in the second segment. He's going to be addressing the social media campaign to censor conservative speech and, more importantly, censor President Trump from getting his message out. That needs to get to the president's desk. And yesterday, I believe it was, President Trump tweeted out the hashtag Stop the Bias video on his Twitter account, which I think people now need to make trend by doing what Jack Posobiec did. And you go on Twitter, and for example, he did Breitbart is, or you can do InfoWars is, or you could do Donald Trump is, and look at all the auto finish results that come up when you put that into the search bar. Now you do that, you take the screenshots, you show how Google is biased, and then you tweet those screenshot images out with hashtag stop the bias. And that's what President Trump should have done as the next level of the video he tweeted out about Google's bias. But this is where we pick up the slack for the president and have his back. So just like Jack Posobiec did, you need to go get on the Google SEO in the search bar, search Alex Jones is, InfoWars is, Donald Trump is, whatever you want to search, and then look at the results, and you'll probably get the same results that Jack Posobiec got, which is Google's auto-finish search results are totally biased against conservatives, against gun owners, against Donald Trump, and alternative news. So this is all going to be broken down by Alex Jones in the next segment. But this is how the Democrats are planning to steal the midterm elections. Now, I think that they've underestimated the power of the American people and the power of the real world, the 3D realm. So I don't think they're going to have the results they want. But their plan is to censor conservative speech, censor Republicans on social media, rig search results so that the neutral, intrigued person by the upcoming elections will go and search things and they won't see the full story. They will only see the liberal bias. They will only see the Democrat bias. They will only see the stories that tell you Trump is a racist. They will only see the stories that tell you Trump is a racist, not the stories that tell you record low black unemployment, not the stories that tell you Kanye West going on a popular radio show saying Trump wants to be the best president ever for black Americans.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
I am extremely honored to be here with you today. History is happening. Free humanity is reawakening. President Trump, our champion of nationalism and free market and free will, is now activated. He is now awake, and he is now at war with big tech that is the heart of the eugenicist anti-human deep state, anti-family, anti-man, anti-woman, anti-child. And just last night, he put out a new viral video with millions and millions of views that is simply 30 seconds long, showing how Google covered every State of the Union on their front page of Obama, but did not cover Trump's State of the Union. It's the same over and over again, like they removed Christian holidays from their own menus, from their own calendars, and so did Apple. They act in unison. Tim Cook went and met with Obama, and then with Hillary, and then with the Democrats, and they admit the whole censorship plan. But, oh, CNN claims that it's all debunked. CNN claims nobody's censoring conservatives. Conservatives aren't experiencing the shadow bans. They're experiencing it all. So let's go to it. Let's go to this visual piece. I'll describe it for radio listeners, where President Trump breaks down how they don't even cover his State of the Union on the front page of Google that helps censor China, that is so authoritarian and uses liberalism as the camouflage for the hardcore, corporate, bloodthirsty fascists that they are. Here it is. For years, Google promoted President Obama's State of the Union. When President Trump took office, Google stopped. And there it is, screenshots year after year, 2012, 2013, full screen, 2014, 2015, 2016, 2017, it stops. 2018, it stops. So I love how they jumped the shark here, saying no one's being censored when it's all admitted. I love how they're playing these games now, because there's no putting this back in the bottle. The toothpaste doesn't go back in the tube, like Roger Stone says. The cows don't come back. The horses don't come back. The trains don't come back. Mama dies, she don't come back. Google is in the WikiLeaks bragging how they delivered the election to Hillary. They're bragging how they delivered it to Obama. And they got butthurt with all their gaming in 2016 when it didn't work. So now everything is about proving how they're the kingpins, and they're helping all these other countries suppress, from Sweden to Brazil to South Africa, helping suppress nationalist patriots, you name it. It's sick. And, you know, I did a video on Wednesday night that's on Twitter, Real Alex Jones, where I openly say it's satire. I openly say, you know, Brian Stelter's God, whatever he says is reality. No one's censoring anybody. It's pure satire. And I got up there and I went, we've been reinstated to Google and YouTube and Apple and iTunes and Stitcher and Spotify because Chris Cuomo and Brian Stelter and all the rest of them said no one's censoring any conservatives. No one's been banned after months and months and months calling for me to be banned. And now everybody from Ann Coulter to Gavin McInnes being banned off platforms, being delisted, only negative stuff up top, their tweets, their Facebook posts going nowhere. Prager University banned. But now they say Trump is devoid of any facts. So I love how they thought Trump was asleep. They thought Congress was asleep. They tried this giant un-American power grab when their own contracts say they're monopolies and are public commons and they would not censor individual political speech. That's their federal agreement via publishers that certify the speech. So they've broken the social contract like we're a bunch of idiots. And they're saying none of this happened. So I did a sarcastic video going, think, again, satire, sarcasm. It's not fake. It's a joke. Like saying pigs fly. I don't literally say they fly. But they play on the illiteracy of the public. It's sick. And I said, oh, Chris Cuomo says no conservatives are being banned. No libertarians. No one's being banned on Facebook, YouTube. They're all just promoting on CNN. So I said, we had 5 billion views on our 15 channels on YouTube. We had 5 million followers. We had 5 million followers on Facebook. We had 16 million followers on iTunes. David Knight's big success was that. He had more than I did, 9 million. They blew it all away. There weren't even strikes on our accounts. They just did it. So I said, oh, well, Chris Cuomo and Brian Stelter and all the rest of them say that no one's being censored, and it's totally insane. So I said, well, the good news is I'm back on YouTube. And my 35,000 videos on one channel are back. And I'm on Facebook. And all those people that liked me and went there and contributed and commented and everything we did, they didn't blow it away. I hit my head a month ago. I was in the hospital. This is an allegory. It didn't really happen. This is not fake news. It's called an allegory. I hit my head like Rip Van Winkle woke up. And I thought they'd taken me off Facebook and 26 other platforms. But then the CNN people like Cuomo and Stelter and the rest of them told me that no one's censored. So I'm like, okay, well, I can go to Infowars.com. I go to Real Alex Jones channel. I can go to all these places, but it still says I'm down. But see, that tells me I'm in a coma. I'm actually in a hospital in a coma. And because Cuomo said I'm still on, no one's been censored. So I'm in a coma. InfoWars is on YouTube. InfoWars is on Facebook. InfoWars is on Apple. It's on all its other platforms, Spotify. It's on iTunes. And I am, this isn't even real. I'm not in a podcast studio. I'm not talking to folks on our own audience at InfoWars.com. I imagined that. And Google showed Trump's State of the Union. And it's not gaming 96% of the results. But we all know the truth. It is. And what type of arrogant, evil people promote us all being banned and then do it. And 96% of conservative news blocked. And then they sit there and tell us it isn't happening. What type of people do stuff like that? Well, people think you're idiots. Now, in closing, before we get back to the main broadcast with Owen Schroyer and a bunch of special guests coming up today at Infowars.com/show. I want to just remind you, you can veto them saying reality doesn't exist. You can veto them saying you don't have power. You can veto them saying roll over and die. We're history's actors like Karl Rove said, and we'll lie about WMDs. We'll do whatever we want. No, you are the fraud. And spreading the word about local stations we're on, AM, FM, UHF, VHF, you name it. Spreading the word about products we sell. Telling folks about the videos we post that are on our own format to Infowars.com from real.video and our own servers. Download those. Spread them. That's when you win. Yeah, they're going to slap you on the head. Yeah, they're going to try to Pavlovianly use the stick. But we don't care. We're humans. We're not animals. We go through pain for victory for our children and your financial support. We've got to stop this special after this weekend. Bodies is 95% curcumin, and no one that we know of even has this formula. The best other products are like 93%. The average is 3%. You talk about the magic, the amazement that God gave us through nature and through turmeric and the other products, the other things that are in Bodies. It's 50% off, even though it's about to sell out. Sign up for auto ship, additional 10% off on future orders, cancel any time, and then Ultimate Bone Broth, reformulated our best-selling product. We sold 4 batches of this, but the supplier couldn't do it. We moved to a new top organic supplier. chicken broth, concentrated chaga mushroom, turmeric, bee pollen, alfalfa powder, everything. You talk about stamina, energy, ligaments, old, young. This is powerful. 50% off. Now, I said double the order. I didn't know they doubled it a year ago when we did the last order, so it was a quadruple order. So we have a glut of it, but it's selling fast at $19.95. Leading competitors aren't as good, $60. Ultimate bone broth, InfoWarsStore.com. Get yours today. Mix it with whey, whatever. It's amazing. And get your body's 95% curcuminin at InfoWarsStore.com. That's got to end because this is about to sell out. It'll be months before we get more. 25% off Super Silver Wound Gel, highest quality, FDA approved. All of it, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. Check out a whole other line of great supplements I'm promoting with a sponsor, InfoWarsYes.com. But regardless, realize your funding of us stands in the gap and does everything. Please support our local AM and FM affiliates as well. Make donations to local stations because we're exploding on local TV and radio stations. All right, we'll be back after this break. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hunt hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Waging war on corruption. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Endangered species caged in fright, shot in cold blood, no chance to...
All right, I've got a ton of news to get to today. Caitlin Bennett is going to be joining me at 11:30. And she has, well, two things that have happened recently that I wanted to get her on to cover. And it's just amazing. All you got to do is go out in the real world, and you'll be amazed at the type of change you can impact. And so we've got that going on. Meanwhile, though, President Trump is hammering the tech giants right now. Trump on establishment media. This is from Dan Lyman at NewsWars.com. Truth doesn't matter to them. And then he comes out. He says they only have hatred and their agenda. He says they are the enemy of the people, doubling down on that. But you'll see they try to spin this. And what do they say? Trump has declared war on the media. No, the media declared war on Trump long, long ago. See what they do? They always like to flip reality. Hillary Clinton colludes with the Russians. Trump colluded with the Russians. Hillary Clinton laundering money. Clinton's guilty of campaign finance violations. Trump is committing campaign finance violation. Antifa, the Trump haters, the Trump protesters, the most vile, disgusting, hateful, violent, discriminatory people out there. What do they say? Trump supporters are violent and hatred and intolerant. And this is our reality now. But you have to understand what's really behind all this. You've got the Chinese angle, where China is running Apple now and about to be running Google. And they want to bring their real-time facial recognition security grid to America. They want to bring their social credit score via social media to America. But then you have another angle to this, and that's the Obama angle. You see, Barack Obama is guilty of many crimes. And a lot of people in government know that, including the President of the United States. And that's why Obama has been in hiding or even hanging out in South Africa, where, in fact, as far as I know, he made his first public appearance in America yesterday in months. I can't even recall the last time he had a public appearance in America. He went to a school in Chicago yesterday. First time I've seen him in public in America in a long, long time. But so Obama first had to begin the spying on the Trump campaign because he was afraid of what Trump knew about Hillary Clinton's private email server. Well, why would Obama be concerned about that? Well, he was the president when she was Secretary of State, which now we're learning, which we already knew, that China was basically in Hillary Clinton's computer. In fact, it was China's computer. It wasn't Hillary Clinton's private server. It was China's private server. Hillary Clinton created an illegal server for China. What else do you find out? Dianne Feinstein, Chinese spy, 20 years. Hillary Clinton, Chinese spy, in the Secretary of State, office. China gets the list of all CIA assets in China, murders dozens of them. Now, what did Obama say? I didn't know about that secret server. Oops. Yes, he did. He was emailing it under a pseudonym. Oh, nothing to see there. So now he knows he lied. He knows he's directly involved in the Chinese hacking. He's directly involved in the illegal server. So he has to spy on Trump in order to figure out exactly how much trouble he could possibly be in, how desperate he has to be to stop Trump from getting in. So who knows what they found out spying on Trump illegally. Uh-oh. But now Obama's involved in the illegal spygate. Now Obama's involved in the fake Russian dossier that Hillary Clinton paid for. Oh, boy. Now Obama's in deeper trouble. So what does Obama do? Well, he's a desperate criminal, and he has to leverage every possible outlet he can to try to save his own skin. So what does he do? Well, let's recall, during Obama's 8 years in office, he was buddy-buddy with the entire tech left. He was buddy-buddy with Silicon Valley. In fact, Silicon Valley basically had an office in the West Wing. There's the viral picture right there. Eric Schmidt, Mark Zuckerberg, other tech giants meeting with Obama. He's giving them the cheers. Do we have the picture with their names on it, guys? I'm just curious if we were able to find that. And so he's buddy-buddy with them. He's in a desperate situation. Yeah, there it is right there. Cisco, Google, Oracle, Netflix, Stanford, Yahoo, Twitter, Zuckerberg there, Steve Jobs there. So there you go. All of them there. All represented. Dining with Obama. Had an office in the West Wing. So Obama now, and these goons, they who knows what they know or don't know. But now Obama is in big trouble now. See, Obama's in big trouble now. Now it's public information. He knew about the illegal server. He lied about it. He started the fake Russia investigation. That's James Clapper that admitted that on MSNBC. He said, no, Obama started this. So he started the illegal spying. It all started with Obama. So now he's in big trouble. And who broke that story? Infowars.com. So what does Obama do? He calls up his buddies at Google. He calls up his buddies at Twitter. He calls up his buddies at Apple, at least the ones that are still alive. He calls up his buddies at YouTube. He calls up all his buddies. And he says, guys, we got to do something about this Jones guy. We got to do something about this fake news. And Google and YouTube and Twitter and Facebook. Yes, Obama. Yes, yes. Oh, yes. You see, he's the cult leader. He's the god to the left. So they are at his beck and call. Yes, Obama. Censor, Alex. Yes, you got it. Censor conservatives. Okay, yes. Rig our algorithms. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. And guess what you're going to find out? Just like Spygate, just like the illegal server, just like Fast and Furious, just like all of it, it was Barack Hussein Obama with his fingerprints all over it. And so what are they doing? Trying to censor Trump, trying to censor InfoWars, trying to censor anybody that's willing to report the truth about the high crimes committed by Barack Obama. So now you know. Apple and Google have sold out to China, and Barack Obama is now the thought, that's a combination of two words, the thought and cult leader of the tech left, the thought and cult leader of the anti-Trump movement, and people don't even know it because he's hiding behind the curtain, the coward.
over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I mean, I can speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too. Until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with 2 kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny 2-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it, trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNlive.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
The Alex Jones Show. Glad to be joined now by Caitlin Bennett, before I bring her on, I want to show you a video that she shot the other day that went totally viral. This is the kind of creativity and original content that I just love and that I love seeing people create. This is Caitlin Bennett, known as the Kent State Gun Girl. She went on Kent State's campus the other day undercover to ask people about herself.
What's up, guys? I'm Caitlin Bennett, the Kent State Gun Girl, and today I'm going undercover at Kent State to see what students think about Caitlin Bennett, the Kent State Gun Girl. Did you guys see the girl who graduated with a rifle on her back?
Yep, she was in my hall. I walked right past her, yeah.
You walked right past her?
I thought it was a little over the top and ridiculous, and it just got that much attention.
I would say something, but you might clap me. I don't want to threaten.
No, say your opinion.
No, I'm good. She can do what she wants.
Yes, actually, I saw her in Eastray the other day.
Oh, you saw her in Eastray? No way. Oh my gosh, it's crazy to think that she had a rifle in her bag on campus. She had it in her bag?
I'm pretty sure.
I am an avid supporter of the Second Amendment, but I don't believe that an AR-15 belongs here on Kent campus.
I just think what she did was disrespectful, especially knowing the campus's history with, like, firearms.
This girl literally walked on campus right over there with a rifle in her bag in her graduation photos. What do you guys think about that?
I mean, I feel like what she is just, like, no offense. <Yeah. laughs> I mean, what she...
You think she's...
She's pretty... Be honest.
So if you guys were next to her right now, like, what would you say to her, knowing that she did all that?
I actually rehearsed this last night in the shower.
If you were next to her now, what advice would you give her?
Get more schooling. Go back for your master's. Get a job. I don't know if she has a job, but I know she's coming back here for an open carry rally.
You can't get a job with pink hair.
What?
She's coming back here for an open carry rally.
What would you say to her if you saw her here right now?
I'd say, go f*** yourself.
I would just say goodbye.
So what if I told you I am that girl?
No!
I told you that I am that girl.
It can't be!
Really?
What if I told you that I am that girl?
Wow, okay. I'd be very surprised.
What if I told you guys that I'm that girl? You still think I'm...
I mean, I just don't think what she's doing is really appropriate for this campus.
So if you guys were in front of her right now, what would you say?
I would say... Hey, if it's your language, we've been compromised!
Great stuff there. So Caitlin Bennett joins me now. What made you think of that idea? It's brilliant. It's original. And you barely even had to try. You just put glasses and a hat on and everybody fell for it still. So what made you think of that?
So I love making videos like this. I've actually been making them for the past year on Kent State campus. But I knew since everyone knew who I was, I would never be able to go back with a microphone and get people to talk with me. So I was like, what if I just go up to people undercover and just let them talk crap about me and then see if they say it to my face? Because they do a lot of talk online, but rarely do they have anything to say to my face. And all I did was put on some glasses and a hat and pulled up my hair, and it worked. Only one person knew who I was.
See, I'm shocked by that. I mean, like I said, all you did was put your hair in a hat and glasses on. You didn't even do big makeup or any change your hair color or anything. But doesn't that really show that they really knew nothing about you? I mean, they didn't even know what you looked like. They just heard rumors and made, assumptions.
Yeah, so what really was funny was the girl who said that I had a rifle in my bag, and I walked around campus with it, and I'm like, oh my gosh, she had a rifle in her bag? And she's like, I'm pretty sure. These people don't know anything about what I did, what I stand for. They just know that they hate me.
Yeah, but the rifle you had in your bag, it had the chainsaw bayonet, right? You had the automatic chainsaw on there, correct? That's where the New York Times...
Yeah, it had a semi-automatic...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a fully automatic chainsaw bayonet with a fully semi-automatic rifle, yeah.
And you were about to get an assault straw attached to that as well, but they made straws illegal, so you canceled that. But I wanted to say about this video, before we get into another video that you just put out with some breaking news that you can talk about here today, I wanted to ask you something, because I think there's one of the biggest problems in our society. This isn't necessarily a political issue, but because of the communication moving into the digital realm, you've got people that do most of their communication digitally, so they never actually have face-to-face interactions where they have to look at someone in the eye or face the potential consequences of what they say about someone to their face. And so, I'm sorry, the crew is flashing all these ridiculous possible attachments from USA Today on AR. But anyway, I think that it's a big problem in our society that people just don't have the face-to-face interactions. But did you experience when people actually met you, sharks with laser beams on their frickin' heads, Dr. Evil, when people actually met you and looked you in the eye after they insulted you, after they said all these rude and mean things about you and made all these assumptions and you stood there and took it with a smile and said, hey, did you see people's attitudes change? Did you feel like they were maybe more open-minded once they realized, okay, this is actually her, I'm looking at her?
Yeah, so they 100% changed. The girl in the green shirt that said that I was, you guys bleeped it out, so I don't know if I can say it, but her complete demeanor changed. I mean, you could see she stumbled on her words. She wouldn't say it to my face after I revealed who I was. And we actually ended up having a conversation about why I took that photo. And, you know, she left thinking a little bit differently about me than when she came up, which is always great to do. But I ended up taking the glasses and the hat off just to sit there and kind of talk to students coming by. I got a lot of people cussing at me and giving me the finger. And every time they would do that, I would say, come talk to me. I wouldn't shout back. I would say, come talk to me. Let me explain why I did this. Very few of them did. So that's just how they are on college campuses.
Yeah, no, that's exactly. That's typical. So I think this is a good lesson in life to me. I thought that that was the most powerful lesson from this video. And it just affirmed what I was thinking, is that people have, it's a dehumanization thing, right? Caitlin Bennett, the Kent State gun girl, she's dehumanized. She's just some radical gun. She carries a rifle on her with a corgi and a shark with a laser on her head attached. I mean, she's the worst. And then you meet someone and you talk to them. It's like, okay, wait a second. You know, maybe I don't like this person's ideas. Maybe I don't like this person's politics. But this is actually a person just like me. We have things in common, and we could actually enjoy each other's company. Maybe we hate each other's politics, but that doesn't mean we have to hate each other. And I think that there's this thing happening right now in the digital world where people are becoming unhumanized, and so it's easier to hate somebody that you never actually see or confront in the real world. And I think that your video kind of illustrates this. So do you think people need to look at this and say, hey, look, don't hate a Trump supporter as a person? If you hate their ideas, I'm fine. If you want to come up to me and tell me I'm crazy, I'm down. Like, I'm perfectly okay with that. But don't think that I'm the worst person on earth and that I need to die or I'm some Nazi. I mean, that's the dehumanizing effect that I think the digital social media world has had on people.
Yeah, so we see it on college campuses all the time where a group gets so radicalized in their beliefs that they are unwilling to have a conversation with the other side. And if we just talk to each other, we would come to find that we both care about the same thing. We just have different ways of getting there, of fixing these issues. And if we could just sit down and have a conversation about what each other believes, I think that we would find more common ground than what they originally thought. But, you know, I guess I'm kind of guilty of that too, because when I get thousands of death threats and people who are always, you know, coming after me on Twitter, on social media, I start to feel the same way. It's like, oh,
sure. It definitely goes both ways. It definitely goes both ways. But again, I mean, I look at these Antifa people that I confront, and I'm like, look, man, outside of politics, we may be able to get along. Who knows? We might even go to the same bar tonight. You know, I don't know. You got a mask on.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days, I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized, my diabetes normalized, my sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
And I'm joined by Caitlin Bennett. You can find her on Twitter, at least for now, at Kate Marie OX. And that's where you can find a lot of her videos and other content that she is putting out. And she was planning, and actually it was on the books, there was a open carry gun rights on campus march that you were planning, Caitlin, on Kent State. But recently those plans have changed. So let our audience know, first of all, what your plans were and what the breaking news is.
Yeah, so my plans were to have a gathering of open carry of people open carrying their firearms on Kent State campus. I actually did this exact same event in April. And I met with the police, I met with the dean of students, I met with a couple of other people in the administration, and it went fine.
And just to be clear, every time you've done something like this on campus, including your senior photo, you've always contacted police and campus. So you've always checked off all the boxes.
Always. I have always done everything from my standpoint of being responsible and respectful and giving them the courtesy to know. Last April, they encouraged me not to go through a student organization, not to be sponsored by a student organization, to just do it as people who are coming to campus. And so they literally encouraged me not to go through the school, not to go through student organization. So that's what I did. So I'm doing the exact same thing this time. Right now, I'm doing the exact same thing. And because Black Lives Matter said that they were going, they were going to protest, they decided they would send me a cease and desist and try to state policies that I'm breaking. When in fact, I'm not breaking any policy because it is the law that I can come open carry on that campus. And they know. They know exactly what they're doing because I worked with them in April to do this. So I actually tried to have a meeting with these administrators, and the secretary refused to work with me.
So wait a second here. Are they saying that because Black Lives Matter complained about your march, they had to shut it down? Is that what you're saying?
From my standpoint, I went and I actually brought up to the police and I brought it up to the Dean of Students that Black Lives Matter from Cleveland wanted to come and protest. And the name of their counter protest is literally Fight the Right. If that's not something that shows that they want to be confrontational and violent, I don't know what else is. And I talked on the phone to the Dean of Students on Monday morning, and I said, I want to have a meeting with you because I want to stay away from these people. Do I need to, you know, change location? What can we do? I want to have a meeting with you and the police. And he said, that's fine. We can have a meeting. Well, that same day, I go to the school, and they refused to let me schedule a meeting with him because they're biased against my beliefs. But I'm still going, and hundreds of gun owners are still going in some shape or form. They aren't going to silence me, and I'm in talk with different people about the legality of this and their policies. So we'll see how it plays out, but I'll be there September 29th, and so will hundreds of gun owners.
Yeah, and I believe our own Millie Weaver, our reporter, was planning on being there too, correct? Yeah,
so
Millie Weaver will also be there. Now, this is ironic to me because I'm a college graduate. I know how this deal goes. I bet you Kent State has no problem asking you for donations, sending you emails asking you for donations. So you're right to donate your money to the university after you paid already to go there. That's a, you know, hey, you know, come on, you know, shuffle, so give me some cash, come on. Okay, maybe I'll give you some cash. Hey, can I express my right to carry a gun on campus? Well, whoa, come on, let's not get out of control here.
Yeah, it's absolutely ridiculous. I mean, I called the guy, or I guess the lawyer or attorney, whatever he calls himself. Yeah, he presented himself as the legal representative to Kent State in the cease and desist letter. And I actually called him and I was like, what can I do to be within policy? And he said, that's not my job to tell you. And I said, what kind of legal representative are you that you can't even tell me what I need to do to be within your policy? And he's like, and I said, I'm still going to show up, but I want to show up within policy. So if you could help me, that would be great, because my intentions were to never go against policy. That's not my intention. I'm not here to cause trouble, but they have been unwilling to work with me. And it's been from the legal standpoint and now from the administrators.
So it sounds to me like the real policy here that they're not going to admit to you is, we don't want your march here. Leave us alone. But if you can afford to donate some money, yep, please do.
And they want me to go through a student organization this time, and it would cost me thousands of dollars. I want to estimate at least $4,000 to have campus security there, which I don't need. We're gun owners. We don't need security from the police. That's exactly why we own.
And why would you need security? What is that? Why would you need security? Is somebody threatening you?
They actually tried to make me pay security fees in April. But I said, no, we're just coming as members of the public. Me and my friends are going to walk through campus here and talk to students. And I said, I'm not paying these security fees. And I weaseled myself out of them, actually. which is exactly what I'm doing this time. But I think they know that I'm allowed to be there and do exactly what I want to do, but they want to scare me because they don't want the protesters to show up and they don't want to have to deal with all of the fighting that the other side is going to do. I already told them I plan on walking away from them and we would move our march to somewhere else.
Well, and again, it just illustrates how if you're a conservative and you want to have any sort of event, you're going to be threatened with violence or other such activities to try to disrupt it. Now, I'm not claiming that to an element we don't do the same thing to their events. However, we don't have a rap sheet of 600 times where we've committed acts of violence against the other political side. That's always the left. That's why you can't have an event without security there. Because they know someone's going to show up and get violent. They know if you have an event, they have to have security to protect their own property, but they try to flip it and act like it's you that's going to cause the danger. So it's totally, totally unfair. But here's what I would say as we're closing this segment, and this is a tactic that I think we need to use more. We need to use the left's rhetoric, and we need to use the left's virtue signaling against them. So basically, if I were you, what I would say is I would change my standpoint here. And I would say, look, I'm trying to bring back gun rights for females on campus because there is a rape culture on my campus. There is a culture of rape. Women are getting raped when they walk around. If they get looked at wrong, they're raped. So use the whole campus rape culture that the left tries to paint in America, even though a college campus, I mean, we don't need to get into the numbers. It's just a total lie that it's some rape culture on college campus. Give me a break, okay? But that's what you do. You take their side of the things, which is college campus is a rape culture. Every woman that walks around could get raped. I can't walk around, you know, solo on a college campus because it's a rape culture. So you use that argument against them. That's what I would do moving forward. And then what are they going to do? Say, are they going to admit there's not a rape culture? Or are they going to be forced to say they don't care if you get raped? Because that's the only way out for them.
Right, I've actually talked to a lot of feminists on campus saying, like, we should be able to own a gun because actually Kent State's rape reportings have tripled in the past year, which is very frightening. And actually a woman a week before school started almost got abducted on campus. And because of Kent State's policies, she would have been deterred from carrying a firearm, especially if she was a student. And the feminists tell me that we don't need guns. We need to use our words and talk to these rapists so that they don't rape
us. Yeah, and maybe,
and like,
what about a trendy bracelet?
That doesn't work.
Maybe we can get a trendy bracelet like in Sweden that says, don't rape me, bro. And there is, I mean, here's the thing.
It's so ridiculous.
The college campus rape culture to me is a myth. That's not to say it doesn't happen, and that's not to say that there aren't situations. There are. In fact, I remember there was a situation where my sister was at a major university in Missouri, and there was a situation where there was a stalker or a creeper walking around a certain area of campus where most students live and was going into houses and just perving on girls. Well, you going to tell me that one of those perverts gets shot in the leg? There's going to be another one the next day? No, there's not going to be anymore. That's the point. So I think we need to use their rhetoric against it. If you're going to tell me that college campus is a rape culture, then I should be allowed to have a gun. Final words from Caitlin Bennett.
Yes, I absolutely believe that. But in general, even if they, we know the fact that they aren't rape culture centers or whatever, because that statistic is done by bad studies and bad science. But even if they weren't, even if they believe that they weren't, a place for rape culture, it is still our right to have a gun and conceal it on a college campus, on a public university. It's our right, and that's the bottom line, is that campus carry should be passed for all universities.
And why is it that 90% of shootings, I don't know the exact number, but it's close to 90% of shootings, happens in a gun-free zone? Maybe we should change something about that. Caitlin Marie, Caitlin Bennett, thank you so much for joining us. LibertyHangout.org is her website.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset. sit in the crotch where you need it most. Blue Diamond Gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's Gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it. Others don't.